Next, it tells us to cut the carbs. The U.S. Dietary Guidelines told us 35 years ago that all our health problems were derived from eating fat, and recommended we eat fat, quote, only sparingly. Then, more than three decades later, they suddenly learned that fat wasn't so bad for us. We were just recently told in the 2015 U.S. Dietary Guidelines, don't worry about fat. There's no restriction on how much you can eat because the research shows no connection between obesity or heart disease and dietary fat. And that cholesterol we told you to avoid for fear of dropping dead of a heart attack? Well, we were wrong about that too. So skip your egg whites and enjoy your whole eggs. Of course, the $1 trillion food industry provides us with all sorts of, quote, healthy options. Low fat, high fiber, whole grain, gluten-free, most of which are the opposite of healthy. My food rule is if there are health claims on the label, what's inside is probably unhealthy. Multi-grain frosted flakes, anyone? All of this is enough to make you give up and just eat whatever you want, whenever you want, in whatever quantities you want. It feels like nutrition whiplash. This is the reason I've written this book. I want to help you undo all the beliefs about food that are making you fat and sick, and replace them with a new understanding that will lead to health and longevity. In the landscape of eating, there are many beliefs and dogmas, from vegan, paleo, vegetarian, Mediterranean, raw food, to ketogenic, high fat, low fat, omnivore. How can they all be right? There are benefits to each of these diets, but an all-in approach to one or another may not be the all-in answer. Humans are adaptable. For generations, we have consumed varied diets native to all sorts of environments from all over the planet, from arid desert landscapes to frozen Arctic tundra. So should you be eating 80% carbs from mesquite, acorns, and wild plants as the indigenous Pima of Arizona did for thousands of years? Or 70% fat from whale blubber and seal as the Inuit of the Arctic have traditionally eaten? The good news is that science continues to refine and illuminate fundamental principles of good nutrition. And we know now more than ever what a good and healthy diet really looks like. I refer to these basic nutritional principles as the Pegan Diet, mostly as a spoof on the fanaticism of my paleo and vegan friends who often get hot-headed and emotional when defending their points of view. It's sort of like the Hatfields and the McCoys. The sad truth is that much of what we eat is not really food. At least, it's been so adulterated and processed, we may as well not call it food. It's more of a food-like substance. And as a result, most of us are confused, baffled, and frustrated, not knowing whom to believe or what to eat. I've also written food because I believe that cultivating and consuming real, whole food is the answer to many of our world's problems. How we grow it, produce it, and eat it affects almost every aspect of our lives and our society. Food is an honest, how-to guide designed to answer the question, what the heck should I eat? Now, you might be thinking, I know what food is. It's the stuff you eat to provide fuel for your body so you can live. But it's so much more. It's medicine. It's information. Food literally controls almost every function of your body and mind. And it connects almost everything that matters in our lives. Food connects us to one another and to our bodies. It can reinvigorate our health, bring families together, restore vibrant communities, improve the economy and the environment, reduce pollution, and even help our kids get better grades and avoid eating disorders, obesity, and drug abuse. Food can even reduce poverty and violence and homicide and suicide. Our industrial food system drives so many of these problems by enabling a national diet of sugary, starchy, overly processed, nutrient-depleted foods laden with pesticides, herbicides, hormones, antibiotics, and other harmful chemicals. This audiobook is meant to be a roadmap based on the best and latest science of what to eat. What you put on your fork is the most important thing you do every day.